Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, April 14th, 2025. And we've curated a fantastic selection of retail news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
G6 Hospitality adds over 150 corporate clients in 2025. G6 Hospitality, the parent company of Motel 6 and Studio 6, has added over 150 corporate clients in 2025. The company conducted more than 500 meetings with potential and existing corporate accounts, securing major contracts in industries like construction, transportation, agriculture, retail, and transitional housing. These new clients are primarily from Texas, California, and Florida. G6 Hospitality experienced a 26% increase in revenue in Q1 2025 compared to the same period last year. They are adding around 50 new corporate accounts every month, focusing on industries like construction, transportation, and agriculture. Natson Hotel Group, a key franchise, saw over 2x growth in corporate revenue in Q1 2025. Corporate clients enjoy benefits like discounts averaging 10 to 12%, 30-day credit facilities, dedicated customer service, and easy issue resolution. G6 Hospitality is actively pursuing more corporate opportunities, including winning back former clients and extending contracts with existing accounts from 2024.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.